coast as well. Lots of sections of the good old USA getting drenched this morning. Let's pray for the people in Missouri. They've got some serious, serious issues there in terms of flooding and people being evacuated and whatnot. So we'll keep them in our prayers. And then we have listeners on our Catholic affiliate down in St. Louis. So we got your back. We're covering you in prayer. And the East Coast is getting hit with rain. Michigan, very rainy and cloudy today. But it's sunny inside the Catholic Marketing Network. We're having a great time. And my dear, dear friend, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, also known, I don't even call her Donna Marie anymore. It's always Ethel and Lucy. That's how we address each other. Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Good.
This morning?
Good. Now, most people who listen to my show know why we call each other Ethel and Lucy. It was a real fun experience we had, very powerful experience in 2008 at the Women's Congress. Right. And you and I were not exactly inexperienced travelers. We've been to Rome many times, and you speak. You're on the speaking circuit. And yet, for some reason, I think it was we were just so giddy
so
about being there
together,
that
too.
We were just tripping over ourselves, breaking cappuccino machines, tripping over, literally tripping over our luggage.
Yeah.
And so we just said, I said to Donna Marie one day, I said, we're like Ethel and Lucy.
Yep.
You know, and I said, I'm Lucy, you're Ethel. So that was it.
That
the
was
rest,
it.
As they say, is history. But you do such great work, and your volume of work is so impressive. I always tease you about this, but I mean that in all sincerity and love. Now, you've got a number of books out right now. So
yes.
Which one would you like to focus on this morning? Because between now and the end of the year, we could just pick a book every day, and we could be talking about all your books. So which one are we talking about today?
Well, The Miraculous Medal
came
out.
Just came out.
Maybe
okay.
We should talk about that one.
Sure, sure. Yeah. All right. So what prompted you to write about The Miraculous
Medal?
Well,
my devotion to Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal. Mother Teresa gave me several Miraculous Medals, but the one I'm wearing right now, I never take off. She gave me during a pregnancy with Mary Catherine. And she prayed for me during that pregnancy because it was very precarious, and the doctor didn't think Mary Catherine was going to make it. And she's 22 years old
right
now. So
yeah.
I just believe there are so many miracles attached to this medal. The graces that our Blessed Mother told us that come through her, through the medal. And she, of course, brings us close to her son, Jesus, always. And so I just started getting in the tradition of handing out these medals as Mother Teresa always did. And I've handed out thousands upon thousands of medals. I give them to people at events, at book signings, all kinds of places, or people who have a dire need, a medical need. And I never thought I was going to write about these experiences, but then I just really had that prodding. I really felt the Lord prodding me to write a book on the Miraculous Medal. So I put the whole history of St. Catherine Labouré and how,
oh, beautiful.
Yes, and how, you know, the Blessed Mother appeared to her, and just like every detail of that beautiful story. So that's the first part of the book. The second part is talking about Mother Teresa in my life.
I was going to say, I'm sure you would bring that in because that's a huge aspect of that.
I had to put that in, and she was a real conduit of grace. She was a real, I think because of her, you know, I somehow got a much stronger devotion to our Blessed Mother and the medal. And so then, you know, I started handing them out, like I said. And then, so the last part of the book is all about modern day beautiful stories of miracles and, you know, changes of heart and changes of, you know, emotional health and all kinds of things I hear from the people that I give the medals to or that have had experiences themselves. I'm not saying that these are church, you know, approved miracles. I would not say.
But just experiences.
Just experiences,
right.
And, you know, I promise that they're true, and they're just beautiful, and to inspire faith. You know, the whole idea is to share these stories, hopefully is going to stir that up in someone's heart to really want to get closer to our Blessed Mother, who's going to bring us closer to her son, Jesus, you know. And that medal is a sacramental. It's not,
right.
As we know, some sort of luck charm or superstitious
thing. That's the thing I wanted to ask you about, because I'm sure if you're, you do travel as much as I do, and if you're handing out these medals, people ask you, people may have, and they may be a Protestant brother or sister, or maybe somebody fallen away from the faith, or someone with no faith at all, saying, well, isn't this simply like a rabbit's foot or a good luck charm? So how would you explain that to a person listening, wondering that very thing?
Someone who doesn't know anything about the church or the Catholic faith, I explain, it's what we say in our church, it's a, we call it a sacramental. And then I just go into a little history about, you know, our church gives us some items that are like tangible items of our faith, you know, medals and crosses and holy water and different things. And so I just explain that. And many times I give these medals to people who are Jewish, who are Methodist, who are Protestant, all kinds of other faiths or no faith at all. And I just feel so inspired when that moment happens. You know, it's on a plane. A lot of times it's on an airplane.
An airplane,
and I put a lot
right.
of those in the book. Amazing stories. And this one woman who's in the book, recently I met her, and I just felt very inspired to hand her to talk to her for a second, you know, first. And then I said, you know, I'd really like to give you this blessed medal. And I explained what it was. And she said, I'm Catholic. And as a matter of fact, I'm kind of having trouble with the church right now. And then she was just holding that medal and just looking at it and just really looking at it the whole time we were talking. And she said, oh, my gosh, I know that you're meant to sit right next to me. Mm-hmm. And this is so amazing. And then I found out, you know, she hadn't been to confession in a while and this and that. And so I just very gently said, you know, if you go, I think you should go to confession. You know, here I'm telling somebody to go to confession. I said, you'll get so many graces. It's beautiful. And she said, I'm going right back to confession when I get back. And thank you for this medal. I'm going to put it right. And some people right in front of me put it right on their chain. A man who just got back from Afghanistan was a leader, I'm not sure of his rank, you know, he took his dog pegs off right in front of me and put the medal on. So, like, so many amazing stories of people so touched by that sacramental of the church. This other young woman who was hyperventilating on a plane, she was so scared with the turbulence, and I just instinctively handed my rosary to her and said, do you want to hold this for a minute? And, you know, another sacramental,
right,
the Blessed
right.
Mother again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I gave her a medal, and she was lucky. She got one of the ones that Mother Teresa gave
Ooh.
Me, which I keep in a little stash of sacramentals. And anyway, so, and it immediately calmed her. She drew it right to her heart. And then she put it on this long, fashionable chain, this Italian chain she had. So it was kind of funny. It was like hanging way down, but she didn't care. She was hanging onto the medal, hanging onto the rosary, and it brought her peace. It just calmed her right down. She took a breath. And at the end of that flight, and there were many bounces and turbulence on that plane, and many times I reached out and stroked her arm and said, it's okay, it's okay, let's pray. I mean, I don't know who she, you know, if she
right,
prays or
right.
anything, but God gives me this holy boldness, you know,
right.
through these sacramentals to start talking to these people.
Where does she live? Do you know?
Oh, yes,
Rolf? Let's get her address.
Yeah, I have
Let's
her
stop
address.
Over.
I have
we'll bring Joan Lewis with
yes,
us. Hello! Remember us? Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
There's so many amazing stories. So I've shared a whole bunch of them in this book. I mean, I already have enough for another book.
But see, sometimes people just need... I think it really starts with just somebody caring enough
exactly.
to express concern.
It's the love, you know.
Yeah.
And Teresa... That reminds me of this man who observed me helping that young woman. See, you don't know. So we have to all remember we are the aroma of the church.
Right.
We are.
Well, that's a neat way to put it.
Well,
yeah.
Somebody said it, you know, and I
yeah.
used it in my book. It's like we are. It's in the Bible. We are the aroma of the church, you know. And so wherever we are, we represent the church to these people who may never step foot into a church. So here I was on the plane, and just out of, you know, the mother in me, the love that God put in my heart, you know, I just wanted to comfort that woman. So that young woman, I touched her arm, and we had that conversation. I gave her the sacrament. And later on, this elderly man, a few seats back,
yeah.
and the reason I'm saying this is only just to inspire faith, not like, oh, look what Donna Marie did.
No, exactly,
or, no.
right.
It's these are the stories that help. So that elderly man, he leaned up, he tapped me in the arm, and he said, how did you do that? And I said, and I had must have had a puzzled look, like, how
yeah.
did I do what? And he goes, you helped that girl. You don't even know. And I said, well, and the way I explained it, I said, well, I think God put a lot of love in my heart. And see, I always get God in there.
Right,
or,
right.
You know, and so to him, and he had tears in his eyes. So God, you know, we are representing the church wherever we go, on a plane, in the grocery store, in the post
restaurant,
office,
right.
in the restaurant,
yeah.
and all these things, when we reach out in love and even give someone a sacramental, we don't know if they're going to say, oh, you know, you don't want them to throw it away. So you say, so I always say, I don't want to, you know, if you don't want it, that's okay.
Right,
or you
right.
might want to pass it on to somebody. But everyone has treasured it and said how much it changed.
But
them.
That public witness of doing something physical is so important, because I remember experience
so.
A couple of weeks ago, we were at dinner with my nephew and his fiance, and my mom and Dominic were, and we took them out to dinner. They just bought a house, and we went over to see it, and Dominic blessed it for
nice.
Them. And then we took them out to dinner afterwards to congratulate them, and, you know, they're getting married next year, and yada, yada, yada. And so we went to this local restaurant by their new house, and we said grace. And mm-hmm. a woman came up to us as she was leaving. And I could see from the corner of my eye that she was watching us, and we
yes.
were saying
that's
grace.
So beautiful.
And she came up to us, and she said, I just wanted to say how beautiful it was to see a family praying
Isn't
together. Thank you for that witness. And we didn't make like a big grandstanding
right.
thing, stand up in the name of the Father.
Right.
And so we just very, you know, subtly said, let's say grace, and,
yeah.
and said our grace before the meal, and then went on with our conversation. And then she stood up and came over and said, boy, if we don't need more of that in this world today. I don't know if she was Protestant or Catholic or what, but she just said thank you for being that witness.
And that's the one that spoke up and said something. All of the other people who are quiet and just...
Right.
And it might have just triggered something in them or inspired, like, oh, yeah, I haven't been praying in a while.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe we should do that at our dinner table
at
home.
Yeah,
we do that all the time. We say grace when, wherever we are.
And so. I love the fact that the Catholic Church gives us these sacramentals because we are... Yes. We're not just souls. We are soul, of course, but we're also physical. And because of the incarnation, the body is so sacred. And that's why God gives us these sacramentals.
Right.
Because the body's not a bad thing. We're not just these spirits floating around
or
whatever.
Exactly.
And if God came to us in the incarnation, and if God used mud and spit and, you know, and was always getting involved in the earthiness, Jesus was very earthy, then who are we not to do that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We're having a great conversation with Ethel, my dear friend, Donna Marie Cooperell Boyle. How do we get your latest book on this one on the Miraculous Model?
Well, everything I have on my website, www.donnacooperoboyle.com. I took the Marie out for the website, so it wouldn't be so long.
Okay. Why don't you just do Ethel.com?
I know.
We should do Ethel.com, and I'll do Lucy.com.
Okay, I think we should do that.
do a little link. We should do some sort of a page or something
on that, too. We've got to do that. Oh, my gosh.
When are we going to go back to Rome?
Well, we need to talk about that.
We do need to talk about that.
Please,
and we
listen.
Have to call up Joan.
I think we should do a Lucy and Ethel pilgrimage.
With Joan in the middle.
And Joan in the middle.
Yeah, there you go. All right, sweetie. Well, we'll be right back to wrap up with Donna Marie Cooperell Boyle on her latest book. Who published this one?
Franciscan Media.
Oh, good.
Which is
Servant our
Books.
Friend Claudia. Love her.
Oh, I love her. And
she's
Louise.
Great. And Louise. Yeah, they're a riot. Love those two ladies. All right, we'll be right back. It's Catholic Connection on a Wednesday. If you have a question for Donna Marie, give us a call, 877-573-7825. It's a Wednesday morning. We are live from the floor of the Catholic Marketing Network Trade Show in New Jersey. There's a very handsome gentleman with a lovely orange tie standing next to me. That would be Tom Price, and he's coming up right after me live. We'll be right back. We're back live to wrap up with my dear friend, author, speaker, Catholic evangelist, you know her also from EWTN Television, Donna Marie Cooperell Boyle. And Donna, I don't know if you've had a chance. I have to introduce you, sweetie, to Andy LaValle. Do you know him? He's with LiveTheFast.com, and he's based out of Boston. He had a very powerful reversion story to the faith through Our Lady. He's been on the show with me before. He actually has this whole new ministry. He is basically turning the bread distribution over to his children and now devoting himself full-time to spreading the word about the importance of fasting because it was the Blessed Mother who brought him back to the faith.
Oh.
And she's been giving him through prayer this message of the importance and the power of fasting once or twice a week. So he's developed this very special bread that is... not only tastes good, but it's good for you. So when you're fasting, you can keep your energy up and you don't feel so weak, and so you can still be productive.
It's nutritious.
But I'm hoping we can squeeze him in. But if people want more information, they can go to livethefast.com to find out about Andy's company. But his folks dropped off some of the bread this morning, feel free to take some. You are going to be doing a number of book signings. This is your most recent one on the Miraculous Medal from Franciscan, but you are Sunday Visitor. You have a publication as well and others, correct?
Yes, it's my busiest CMN ever. I'll be doing five books.
You simply have to buy locates.
I know.
And be at all these different booths at once.
Right. So I have Catholic Moms Cafe, which is new through our
Sunday
Visitor.
Which is, you're doing that on EWTN too, right? The Catholic Moms
Cafe. Yes, I have
Cafe.
A show. Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, you have a great memory. Aha. So that one is a series. It's called Catholic Moms Cafe on EWTN, and I have a guest on each show. But the book is a devotional. It's a 365 day, actually 366.
Cool.
And it's with OSV. It's a... I just loved writing it. It's all about faith, hope, and love, you know, living those virtues as a Catholic mom. You know, they mostly hit the ground running because their lives are crazy busy, but if we can give them some little thing to chomp on, you know, in the morning, no pun intended, because this is like, you know, the little thing, that the little nugget of something to savor throughout the day. And I have the Rooted in Love. Rooted in Love book, which I have with Ave Maria Press, which I'm signing all as well.
Okay, so you're going to sign them all at once? You're going to have
different booths, different times. I put my schedule on Facebook and everything.
Okay, good.
And then with Paraclete Press, I'll be there tonight in the ballroom, but also another signing with them with my confirmation book, the one that you endorsed,
yes,
too.
Yes, I endorse. It's a beautiful book.
Thank you. And for the kids, you know, and the parents reading it to the kids to help them to know the gifts of the
Holy
Spirit.
And then the parents get recatechized when you have a book like that.
Exactly. I think it's great. think it's great when parents can learn as well.
All right, you're going to be on with Tom Price tomorrow, right?
Yes,
talking
I am.
Maybe about some of the other books. But thanks for coming by. So good to see you. I'll see you all week. We'll be here. I'll see you tonight at the book signing. And
yes,
you're a doll. Tonight. Yes.
Oh,
all right.
Gosh.
Good to see you, sweetheart. Thanks for all the great work. I love you too. And keep up the great work.
You too.
All right, honey.
Okay. Bye.
Donna Marie Cooperall Boyle. You can check out her work online and also on EW10. We'll talk to you tomorrow live from New Jersey. Tom Price up next. And don't forget to tune in to Crest in the Afternoon, also live this afternoon.
You've been listening to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio. Our producer is Andrew Krucek. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net. Thanks for listening and join us next time for another edition of Catholic Connection as Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness.